1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I want to bring on Dean Wheeler. Dean Wheeler is with the Northern California Chi Experience, and he is in Las Vegas today. This is the Rectal Health Expo, Dean?
That is correct, Phil. This is an annual event in Las Vegas that the California Chi Experience attends. We're selling tickets and selling packages to our Native American Lodge Experience.
This has something to do with our... you're a health group, right? What is the California Chi Experience?
Phil, the California Chi Experience is a group of professionals devoted and dedicated to evolving the person, living in a world that, frankly, has gone mad lately. We utilize age-old techniques of yogic purification, and we really feel that our country, America, is engaged in what really has to be called a militaristic impurification of the planet. And many Americans, including those of us who are of the Chi, we're ashamed of that. We live each day ashamed of our country and its militaristic, barbaric response. And so the California Chi Experience recognizes that we're so ashamed of our response in Afghanistan, and we're ashamed of something else, Phil, the fact that all of us were sexually molested as children, and we need purification, and so that's what we're doing this weekend in our Native American...
Okay, not to interrupt you, but you just said something there. We were all sexually molested as children?
We believe, the California Chi Experience believes that all of us, no matter who we were or who we are, we're sexually molested, and we need to be purified of that. And that's why we're angry with what our country's doing.
And so even if I tell you that I know for a fact that I wasn't, I'm kidding myself?
Yeah, you are, Phil. You really are. We were all sexually molested. It doesn't make a difference who, and it doesn't make a difference what. All of us were sexually molested.
All of us?
Every one of us, yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting in a room right now with Craig Taylor, with my friend Chris, with Janice, all of them?
All of them to some degree, yes. Let me tell you something. It is something we block out, and that's why we are against what America's doing in Afghanistan, and where we're so against so many of the things that impurify us that we do need to release all of these impurities, and that's what the Native American Lodge Experience is about.
Well, tell us about... I got to tell you right off the bat, I don't agree with your philosophy, but I guess that's, you know...
Well, that's fine. I think you'll come around to our way of thinking once you begin to recognize certain aspects of your life, why you may be afraid of certain things and why you may not be. Do you skip rope?
I'm sorry?
Do you skip rope?
Do I skip... No, I don't skip...
Well, when you were a child, did you skip rope?
No, I didn't skip rope as a kid either.
All right. Is it possible that you're afraid of the handle of a skipping rope?
I don't have any the handle of a skip... of the kind of skipping rope like a boxer uses?
Yeah, the kind that kids use, right.
The handle?
Yes.
No, I'm not afraid of it.
Okay. You know... You say so.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? I don't understand. Does this have something to do...
Well, I'll get to that later, Phil, but I want you to think about that. Why would you be afraid? If you say you aren't, but why would you be afraid of the handle of a jump rope?
I'm not afraid of the handle of a jump rope.
But you don't... You've never skipped rope?
No.
All right.
Let's get back to what we're talking about here, the fact that we're all supposed to be ashamed of what America is doing in Afghanistan, so we need to go to this Native American Lodge Experience. Is that correct?
That is correct, Phil. For $1,500, you can sit in an authentic Native American lodge and sweat out the impure American militaristic vibe and poison. We have skin exfoliation, karmic cleansing. We have warming mud baths that pull the American industrial poison and the karmic cleansing that will pull our auras into constructive, actualizing places.
Okay, a lot of this stuff I don't understand, but the general gist here is that we need to go to get our guilt for what America's doing in Afghanistan.
That's it, essentially, Phil. What we need, it's really for all of us who feel ashamed. My friends and I, and people that I know, people who are with the Rectal Health Expo, the Northern California Chi Experience, the Northern California Yogic Experience, and the Steering Committee for the Betterment of the Planet, we all feel just ashamed of what America is doing in Afghanistan. And so we need to go and sit in a spa and have a massage and sit and have, our, of course, our frenzied dance on Saturday night. This is what we need. And when we sit in a mud bath and we allow the poison to be pulled from us, when we have our Pilates classes, when we do our frenzied dance around a bonfire on Saturday night, all of this helps us come to terms with the fact that we're ashamed of what's going on in Afghanistan. And then, of course, we have our regression class. There's so many things going on, but I want to put it out there for $1,500. A money order for $750 will reserve you a spot for two nights, and it does include the Chi Dynamic, which is a group session where you regress to the point of your sexual molestation.
All right, now that you're getting into some stuff here. Let me give our number out, 1-800-449-8686. You guys are based, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. You guys are basing your philosophy on your belief that we were all sexually molested as kids and we're all ashamed of America and its involvement in Afghanistan.
That is correct.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm not ashamed of my country's involvement in Afghanistan, nor was I sexually molested as a child.
Okay.
Meaning what?
Well, Phil, you know, there's so much that we're blind to, and there's so much that we're really stupid about. And one of the things that we're stupid about is the reality of our life. You may not feel ashamed of what we're doing in Afghanistan, but I'm very ashamed of it.
And so you need to go and get cleansed.
That is correct.
And you need to have all of the impurities pulled out of you.
That is correct. And we do prepare for our final cleansing by our regression to the point of when we were molested.
If I go and take your class, and I was never sexually molested, are you telling me I'm going to find a place?
Well, yes, you were.
All right, so I'm going to get to the point where I was?
Yes, you were. And after you heal...
So this isn't an idea that you plant in my head?
No, not at all. This is... You really were. And I'm suspicious of, you know, that whole jump rope thing. So the handle of a skip rope doesn't...
No, it does not. No, it does not make me afraid. Now, what is this, the final cleanse?
Well, Phil, the final cleanse is really what it's all about. On Saturday night, after we heal the tears of the molestation, we prepare for what we call the final cleanse. America's military involvement in Afghanistan is a very real thing, and so we have to cleanse from a militaristic point of view. And we do use the barrel of a Winchester rifle, which we then grease and use that as an enema tube. So
this is symbolic of something?
Yes, it is.
Are you talking about a lower colon cleansing?
That is correct, yes.
Using the barrel of a Winchester rifle?
We use the barrel of a Winchester. The ultimate killing machine is the rifle, and once you're properly invaded and cleansed by the greased barrel of the Winchester, the bile of war and disgust will flow out. And then our evening dance is where we do the frenzied dance of a free bird.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Chi Experience, where people who are ashamed of America's involvement in Afghanistan can go and have a Native American lodge experience, have a massage, get their skin exfoliated, and then have an enema using the barrel of a Winchester rifle. Here is Gene on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Wheeler, are you out of your mind? The reason we are over in Afghanistan is because they blew us up over here. They started this thing, and we're over there to take care of it and take out Bin Laden and the rest of his cronies.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you what, of a jump rope being something molested by a jump rope, you're out of your mind. You know what I think it is? I think you want the $1,500.
Well, Gene, first of all, I have a difficult time believing that you believe what you're saying. I think you know what you're saying.
Oh, really?
I think you know that what you're saying is wrong.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do. You know, as well as you were. Were you molested as a kid?
No, I was not.
Well, how do you know?
Why do you ask him? How does he know?
Because I'll tell you what.
You don't know. You don't know. But if you come to our Native American sweat lodge, you involve yourself in the chi. You may think the sight at the end of the rifle may be uncomfortable, but you'd be surprised.
Let me tell you something, my friend.
Our members...
You putting a rifle at my rear end is not going to get you anything but a lot of heartache. Let me tell you.
First of all, I don't put it up there unless you want it up there.
Oh, trust me, it won't be.
Well, secondly, I believe that once you are regressed, you will want it up there.
Don't count on that happening, pal.
Well,
I think you know what I think it is? I think you guys are a bunch of perverts they like playing with guns, but don't have the guts to be over there fighting for this country.
No, sir, not at all. We are ashamed of America's militaristic involvement in Afghanistan.
Why? Don't you think we have a right to be over there?
Right. What is your political view on that?
My political view is that America needs to heal the planet, and we need to cleanse.
We're going to cleanse.
No, I don't mean that in a bloodletting sense. I mean it in the sense that we need to cleanse the poison of hate from our bodies. And the way we do that, we begin by regressing to the point of when we were sexually molested as a kid.
And I don't like this whole idea where you have this idea that we were all molested as kids.
Well, we were.
Well, you don't know that.
Yes, I do.
Why? Were you there?
If I was, would you believe it?
No, because you know what? I know you weren't. I'm 47 years old, and I've got a memory that takes me back to the time I was about a year old. I can remember things when I was a kid.
Do you want to carry...
Nobody ever molested me.
Well, do you want to carry on the clogged anger of your childhood? Do you want to pass that on to your children? Your anger. You're going to... The anger of you taking the handle of a jump rope.
Huh? I've never jumped rope.
Yeah, but that's why, because there is a fear there.
In other words, he didn't jump rope and I didn't jump rope, so somebody shoved the handle of a jump rope up our rear ends.
I think so.
I'll tell you what, you got some real serious issues, either that or you're selling one hell of a lot of tickets at $1,500 a pop and getting these people to believe this malarkey. Because I'll tell you what, Mr. Wheeler, a lot of psychologists have said that you can actually get a person to believe anything that you want them to.
That's right.
David Koresh did the same thing.
What about the episode with your aunt? Hey, Gene, are you there, Gene?
Yes, I am.
All right, what about the episode with your aunt?
With who?
Your aunt.
What aunt?
You don't have an aunt.
Oh, I got a bunch of them.
All right.
Well, which one? I mean, what are you talking about?
All of them?
Huh?
All of them?
What do you think, I was getting funny with my aunts?
Are you hiding from it?
There ain't nothing to hide from. You are out of your mind.
Well, look, nobody is going to go to your Native American sweat lodge and put the grease barrel of a Winchester rifle up their rear end.
Well, you can either take the barrel or the bayonet. So...
All right. Thank you, Gene, for your call. We're talking to Dean Wheeler of the Northern California Chi Experience. We apparently are carrying around guilt over America's involvement in Afghanistan, and we need to depurify or get the get purified. And his Native American Sweat Lodge will help you do that. Cleansing, actualizing, warming mud baths, and finally an enema using the barrel of a Winchester rifle. 1-800-449-8686, and then you go to a regression point where you reach the point of when you were molested as a kid, even though you don't believe you were. He assures us, yes, you were. What kind of a nut? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, it's the fact that America's military involvement in Afghanistan, I think, takes us in a different direction than where we wanted to go. And what we're trying to do, Phil, is we are trying to take all of that anger that we have about America's...
What anger? I don't know that a lot of Americans are angry about it, okay?
I see a lot of people who are angry. I see a lot of people in our... in the group of people that we deal with here in our various book clubs and some of the groups that we talk with, they're very angry about this. And so what we're trying to do is purge ourselves of this anger. And the best place to do that is our Native American Sweat Lodge.
And for $1,500, I sit up there and I get karmic cleansing. The other thing you talk about, this lower colon cleaning with the barrel of a Winchester rifle.
That is correct. And you must, when you come to our Native American Sweat Lodge, you must be involved in that cleansing process. you are.
See, I got to understand, if a guy, if $1,500 pays $1,500 and he goes to your sweat lodge to get cleansed so he isn't ashamed of America's involvement in Afghanistan, I understand if he does that voluntarily, but I still don't have to take the barrel of a gun up my rear end, do I?
Yes.
Why? Why can't I opt away from that or say, no, I'd rather not have that?
No, once you pay your money, you're involved completely in the chi experience. There is no breaking the circle. There's no breaking the karmic circle. When we do our regression and we finally, feel better about ourselves and we make ourselves cleansed, part of that is taking the barrel of the Winchester rifle in the rear, and I don't want to be crude, but...
No, I know what you're saying. You're using the barrel of a Winchester rifle as an enema tube because of the bile of war. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, talking to Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Chi Experience about how most people are walking around feeling ashamed of our involvement in Afghanistan, and so therefore we need to cleanse.
Well, I don't know if...
You know, but that's what you're saying. We all need to cleanse that anger out of our system and get back to feeling right about our lives, right?
Well, Phil, if people want to go around denying the fact that they were molested, it's wrong. You have to...
And that's another thing. You're saying that every single solitary person in America was molested.
Yes, and once we all, come to that realization, we're going to feel great. Every one of us. We can finally walk out on the street and say, my parents molested me, with a smile on our face. And
oh, come on, man. And
how do you know?
I can tell you right now, I know.
So you remember when you were born?
No, I don't.
Well, then
never mind, man. I don't have to remember it all. I know it didn't happen to me. And just like that last guy said, you can plant thoughts in people's heads. Millie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Millie. Go right ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Millie. This is Dean Wheeler.
You know,
yes.
For remarks like that,
yes,
they have an asylum, and I'm really amazed that you haven't made it there yet. Let me tell you something, mister.
You think I'm nuts?
If you were over in Afghanistan...
Where?
Afghanistan.
I'm not familiar.
Afghanistan.
Oh.
If you were over there instead of this wonderful United States, they'd have your head for talking like this.
Well, wait a second. We need to cleanse. Have you, Millie, when you were molested as a kid, okay, have you ever been to a spa?
Let me ask you something.
Well, no,
do you think that every citizen in the United States was molested as a child?
Yes, every single one.
That's nuts.
No.
Well,
no,
I'll tell you what.
You have to come to a realization of it. When we regress on our Saturday night frenzied dance of the freed bird, we recognize this.
You recognize it. Everybody else knows you're a crazy nut. If you want that thing put up your rear end, that's your privilege. And if you were molested, I'd keep my mouth shut about it.
No,
because
I,
the
I
rest
know.
Of us were raised in Christian families, were not molested. Goodbye.
Well, Millie,
and I hope,
did you
I
jump
hope
rope?
The asylum finds a place for you.
Did
goodbye.
Did you jump rope as a child? Okay, see. I would be willing.
Well, I think that lady speaks for a lot of us.
Well, I would be willing to guess that her colon, that she hasn't had quality time with it. And
all right, 1-800-44, whatever that means, okay?
Well, I'm talking about the health of the lower colon.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Chi Experience. Here is Jeff. Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Wheeler. I am Native American, and not all Native Americans used a sweat lodge. A lot of us went to water to purify ourselves.
Oh, this is great.
Some burnt sage. So you're using a generic term.
Are you really Native American?
To include all our people and to exploit our culture and stereotype our culture.
No,
$1,500 a pop.
We have respect for the Native.
Well, who's going to be molesting these people with a gun barrel? I mean.
No, it's not molesting. Not when you ask,
oh,
not
okay.
When you voluntarily have a gun barrel put.
Well,
put
you're
there.
A charlatan, and you're basically exploiting our culture to make a profit.
No, wait a minute.
If you really cared about these people, all these services would be free.
We have a real Indian.
Oh, okay.
And he shows.
Well, if he was a real Indian, he wouldn't be exploiting his own culture in this manner.
Well, wait a minute. You say that you're a Native. You don't sound like an Indian.
Oh, now we have to sound a different
way. Well, they always they always say, me go to the mountain or something.
Oh, yeah, we have to wear feathers and beads.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.